I didn't think to ask for a mic. I want to thank you all for coming this morning. I know you're here for regular church, but also to support our children's program and the program, the musical that we're doing this morning. It's entitled The Not-So-Silent Night, and the kid happens every year. The kids have worked really hard, and I want to say a special thank you to all the support people that we've had helping us out throughout the fall. So we're going to do a couple of changes up here, and the kids are in the back, and we'll get started. Oh, there is one change. We're not doing Ding Dong Merrily on High. There wasn't a number for it anyway. And We Three Kings is instrumental only. The rest of the hymns that have the numbers next to them, we would like you to join us in singing. You can stay seated, though. Thank you.
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The district court in and for the county of Bethlehem will now come to order. The Honorable Willie Snoo is presiding. You may be seated. Case number 3265448B. The People versus Josiah, Abel, and Seth, sons of Jacob, shepherds of Bethlehem, charged with disorderly conduct and disturbing the peace.
How do your clients plead?
Not guilty, Your Honor.
Prosecutor, you may call your first witness.
I call Sophia Busybody.
Raise your right hand and place your left hand on the scroll. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth?
I do.
State your name.
Sophia Busybody.
Miss Busybody, please tell us where you were on the night in question.
Well, I was sound asleep in my snug little bed minding my own business. When I heard this terrible pounding at the door, these three lunatics.
Objection.
Sustained. Just the facts, ma'am.
Well, they were so rough and dirty, and they smelled like soggy sheep. They were running around, waking everybody up, shouting, "The Savior is born." What a commotion. They should be locked up.
Objection.
Sustained.
I have no more questions for this witness.
Cross-examine?
Not at this time, Your Honor.
I call Mrs. Gottelotta.
Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Of course, honey.
Mrs. Lotta, please tell us what happened on the night in question.
Well, it was a dreadful start in the middle of the night. A group of ruffians came pounding on the outer gate. I sent my servant to get rid of them, but instead those hooligans abducted him and forced him to go to a musty, dirty stable to see some peasant's baby. There's no place for their kind in our community. They're a menace to society.
Objection.
Sustained.
Well, I'm finished with this witness anyway, Your Honor.
No questions.
I call Dr. Sigmund Fruitcake, renowned psychiatrist and expert in the field of angelic delusions.
Do you promise?
Yeah, whatever.
Dr. Fruitcake, have you examined these defendants?
Yes, I cannot get them to stop talking. They were highly agitated, and all three of them reported an angelic vision. Such delusions are not uncommon among shepherds. We suspect they are caused by inhaling sheep breath. As you know, sheep have very poor dental hygiene. This condition is clinically known as halitosis psychosis. The symptoms are confusion, delusion, mania, and uncontrollable evangelism.
And what is your opinion of their reported encounter with the angels?
An angel certainly wouldn't talk to these ignorant shepherds. It is my professional opinion that they are several camels short of a full caravan.
No further questions.
Cross-examine?
Yes, Your Honor. Doctor, do you believe that the angel would appear to the smartest person around?
Those angels, they are no dummies.
Do you know the story of Balaam? Tell us, Doctor, who saw the angel first? Was it Balaam or was it his donkey?
Objection!
Overruled.
No further questions, Your Honor.
The prosecution rests, Your Honor.
Are you ready to present the case for the defense?
Yes, Your Honor. For my first witness, I call Josiah, son of Jacob.
Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
It's God's truth I'm telling, of course.
Now, Josiah, where were you on the night in question?
My brothers and I were watching over our father's sheep. Suddenly, a dazzling light shone in the sky. We were so scared that we fell down and covered our heads. I heard a voice that said, "Do not be afraid. I've got good news for everyone. Your Savior has just been born in the city of David. You'll find the baby wrapped in soft strips of clothing and sleeping in a manger." At last, I was brave enough to look up, and I saw the sky filled with angels singing and praising God.
Yes, Your Honor. How many times in your life have you spoken to angels, Josiah?
I wasn't speaking to them. They spoke to me.
And do you really expect us to believe that God would send an angel to talk to you?
The angel said the news was for everybody, and I'm a part of everybody. I don't understand all of God's ways, but I'm sure about what happened.
I'm through with this witness. Several camels short.
I call Abel, son of Jacob.
Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Abel, tell the court what happened next.
Well, when the angels had left us, me and brothers decided to go and look for this holy baby. We searched and searched and searched. Do you have any idea how many stables there are in this town? But it was worth it.
What do you mean?
Well, as the angels told us, we found the baby laying in a manger with animals all around him. Joseph and the baby's mother, Mary, were...
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the
Joseph and the baby's mother, Mary, were taking care of him. She said the baby's name was Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. I felt God's love all around me. It was as if God was right there in the room with us.
No more questions.
No questions.
Now I call Seth, son of Jacob.
Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Mama says I don't really know how to tell a lie.
Did you go to the stables with your brothers?
I sure did. My mama calls me Talon because I follow them everywhere.
Well, where did you go after the stable?
We were so excited, we ran, jumped, skipped, and hollered. Like the angel said, this was good news. And my mom said, God's love and peace. No. What? Everybody should hear good news.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Birds kept their watching o'er silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Did you abduct anyone?
We didn't steal nobody's duck.
No, I said abduct. Did you make anyone go with you to the stable?
No, ma'am. We just told them about the angels and the Savior and all, and they just couldn't wait to go.
Those are all the questions I have at this time.
Cross-examine?
Oh, yes, Your Honor. Seth, you said you were jumping, skipping, and hollering. Did you make a lot of noise that night?
We surely did, but we didn't mean no harm.
Well, did you wake people up?
My mama says there's the time for sleeping and time for being wide awake. This is wide awake time for sure.
Mm-hmm. So you were disturbing the peace.
There was enough peace in the stable that night for everybody in the whole wide world. Like the angel said, this was good news. And my mama says, everybody should hear good news.
Your Honor, I don't think we need to take up any more of the court's time. You just heard this defendant confess to disturbing the peace.
I'm inclined to agree with you. Does the defense attorney have any more witnesses before I make my decision?
Your Honor, I received word that a foreign dignitary is in the courthouse. He has information concerning this case.
Very well. Proceed.
I call to the stand His Excellency Baltasar, advisor of the Governor of Persia.
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Now, Prince Baltasar, please tell the court how you serve the governor of Persia.
I consult the stars and make notes of happenings in the heavens.
And what brought you to Bethlehem?
Some time ago, some other royal astronomers and I each observed the same star. It announced the birth of a king right here in Judea. We followed the star to Bethlehem.
And what did you find in Bethlehem?
Baby in a house with his mother, Mary. We fell to our knees and worshiped him. Then we presented him with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Afterwards, Mary told us about shepherds who had visited on the night Jesus was born.
Have you ever seen these shepherds?
No, but Mary told us they were dancing in the streets and singing praises to God. It seemed strange to us that the whole nation didn't get up and join them. The very creator of heaven and earth sent a star to lead the people to the birthplace of Jesus. This court should be celebrating the birth of a king, not putting these men on trial.
In light of this testimony, I ask that the charges against my clients be dismissed.
Your Honor, I object.
Objection overruled. Who are we to argue with God? If God sends a star, and maybe even angels, to announce the birth of this baby, then Jesus must really be something special. We should all be jumping and shouting in the streets. Case dismissed.
your King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.